Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A very important broadcast lined up for you today on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2006 edition. Out of the gates, let me tell you that coming up at the bottom of this hour, I will tell you about the confrontation I had this morning, just about, 3 hours ago, with the former Attorney General John Ashcroft. That's right, I had a chance to speak with the Attorney General. It was quite interesting, and I will give you the details. You may even have a chance during this broadcast to hear the audio of that confrontation with the snickering John Ashcroft concerning 9/11. Details coming up in 30 minutes. We're trying right now to get the audio of it. So that is coming up. There have been new developments, of course, concerning the situation with North Korea. The known disinfo specialist, the known phony conservative, the known psychological warfare minion, who we have confronted here on the broadcast, Bill Gertz, is out shilling today. In fact, it came out last night into the Drudge Report that the North Koreans may have only detonated 200 pounds of TNT, and that it may not have been an atomic explosion, that it may have been a dud or a staged event. Now, I don't put that past Kim Jong-il. There's a lot of points, a lot of pieces of information, a lot of intelligence that points towards this being a lie. Number one, the source, Bill Gertz. Number two, the fact that our criminal government, our illegitimate occupational government, continues to play down North Korea's nuclear prowess, cover up missile, a missile that's hit the U.S., things of that nature. Number two, the article itself. The article itself. And when we get back from break, I will get first into this Bill Gertz report. I just noticed that my printer must have run out when I printed this. It ran out this morning, and I can't read the Washington Times. So I'm going to have to scurry out of here during the break. I hope they're listening. Guys, will you go reprint that for me? My printer must have been out of ink, and I didn't notice last minute that this story is illegible. I could probably try to read it. You know how it like erases a big swath in the middle of it? But reading it, we'll get into it once I have the report here in front of me. This is Fly by the Suit of Your Pants Radio. There it is, more news on international pedophile rings in mainstream papers today. We'll tie that into the Foley widening scandal, threatening to bring down the current crop of Republicans in Congress, both the House and the Senate. I have a big stack of really scary police state news. In fact, there's so much of it that I spent hours this morning trying to read over it, the tips. We have this new form up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where you can send us your tips in a form. That way it doesn't get clogged up with spam, so I'm able to read more of your email and the tips you're giving me. The problem is it's taking up all my time reading this stuff. They're arresting Americans, especially children, for any reason now. They are trying to get everyone into the criminal justice system. The government has gone totally parasitic. I mean, I have stacks of these. Here's one. Officer shows up to school because 8-year-olds overdue books. Here's one in USA Today. High-tech school security is on the rise. Wait till we read this. Here's another one. New program tracks young drivers. Wait till you hear about all this. And, of course, our confrontation with Lord Ashcroft today. Tell you about that as well.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The mainstream media is finally starting to read the legislation that passed two Fridays ago, about 10 days ago. Bush signed it last week. New York Times CBS poll, Bush has 34% approval rating, 83% think he's hiding something or mostly lying. That's a New York Times CBS poll. I was just mentioning the fact that mainstream news is now reporting the fact that federal legislation labels activism as terrorism. And we also have a report here dealing with the United Kingdom. 3 days before the law went into effect, I was there in July of 2005, right after the 7/7 bombings, in between with the 7/21 bombing. We were there within, days of the second wave of staged attacks. And the British Parliament had banned protesting for miles and miles and miles around Parliament Square, around the Parliament, around that central area of governmental power, 10 Downing Street, the Admiralty, the Ministry of Defense, all of it. And the police were still trying to tell me to stop talking on the bullhorn, to shut up. Many of you have seen the video in Terror Storm. But I got some video that was shot by Indy Media there, and it was also picked up by some of the newspapers just a few weeks ago, in London, And they announced to them that they're organized criminals. And, of course, they're there protesting the fact, peaceably, sitting down on the grass in the park, next to Parliament, sitting in the park. And the police are walking over to camera people and news people saying, why are you here? Well, you know, you really shouldn't be here with a camera. You really shouldn't be videotaping that. They were telling us this, too. And this is like something out of Soviet Russia, Communist China. Of course, in Communist China, they're proud of themselves. They just go ahead with it all. And speaking of the devil, we're going to play that clip later when I cover some of the police state news here in the U.S., because it's also going on in England. We have a new clip from British television. We played the one a few weeks ago from BBC where they openly admit that they kill people on government holidays and they have the exact tissue type that everyone needs and they can get you any organ you need within 2 to 3 weeks. And this is the clinic openly admitting it comes from dead prisoners. Well, there's a new lengthy clip with the public executions and the mobile execution vans. I remember about 6 years ago, we first reported out of the Scotsman, we picked it up, the mobile execution vans. There's 24 of them in one province, and they just drive around all day grabbing anyone who's even been suspected of a crime, and then you're taken to the mobile van, not to jail, not to before a judge, not before a jury, and you're killed. And even with the news articles and the photos, and the government's quite proud of it, that it's in the People's Daily, it's still folks in this country are in denial. Kind of like the denial, I'm getting a lot of denial about Google announcing that it will use the microphones and cameras built in standard on most new computers without your permission to track everything you do and record it with artificially intelligent computers going for keyword analysis and putting it into detailed psychological profile systems. So this is just total Orwell times 10 maximum overdrive. And now new companies have announced they're using the microphones to listen to you, and of course it's being sold to the government. It's just ultra-massive. Last week, I was driving out of town to go visit family and do some work at the ranch, family ranch. Nothing more I like than getting out there with a chainsaw. And I'm driving out of town listening to Jack Blood, and he's reading a mainstream news article, a press release from YouTube saying, we're not going to get involved in the speculation and conspiracy theories about how Google supposedly is going to buy us for $1.6 billion. This is ridiculous. Well, last night, Google announced they bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. So I guess there was a few more millions in there. I guess 50 million more. So I guess that's why the $1.6 billion was a conspiracy theory. So now Google videos censoring my terror storm, and we were able to go over to YouTube and hadn't witnessed any censorship there yet, though there have been a lot of reports by other people with it, and now it's owned by Google, hence basically the globalist. So I guess we need to find some of the new free upload sites where we can just put our work up there for free for everybody, and they make money off of it with advertising. They make money off of it, and they still censor it, and we make nothing. But I don't care about the money. I just want to fight the New World Order. But first, we're going to get into the situation with North Korea and Bill Gertz coming out and moving the ball for the neocons yesterday, saying this was not an atomic blast. This was the equivalent of 200 pounds of TNT. 200 pounds of TNT does not cause a 4.5 on the Richter scale. That is in countries thousands of miles away. That is so ridiculous and such a fraud. I'm not saying North Korea didn't stage something. I wouldn't put anything past government, period. But the evidence doesn't indicate that. Now, again, we don't know, but our own government doesn't know, and we'll talk about it in a moment. Before I do that, now is the time to take action. This is a call to action, a call to arms in the information war, in the peaceful information war that is so effective. Terror Storm has gone back into the top 100 of Google videos, got up to 60-something, and then they plunged it back down to 80. Or maybe the listener, viewers not going and watching it did. But Google admitted yesterday, publicly, and we have their emails from the Google corporate office admitting it, that two separate times in the last 3 weeks they have deleted all of the rankings in, it's over 20 different uploads, different versions of Terror Storm that are on Google Video. So we not only have it working against us in the rankings that about 20 different people or more now have uploaded it, but I don't care. That makes it redundant and it's good. Keep uploading more copies, folks. Because, you see, they just count in their counting system, in their tracking system, what, you know, videos individually. So if people are watching 20-plus different versions of it, you've got to add all those up together, which we've done, and it's over 4 million views because we've been tracking it and counting it before they delete it. So over 4 million views in the last month and a half. We're very proud of that, and it's started to exponentially grow thanks to you out there. So what does Google Video do? They come in and they erase every one of them. I don't care if it's some new one with only 2,000 viewers or one that's been up there for a few weeks that's got 250,000. They erase it, okay? And they erase them every time in the aggregate the videos hit 2 million. When they go right above 2 million, I've been watching it, they erase it. And we've caught them twice. I'm told it was going on beforehand. We learned of it because listeners have been emailing me, and I didn't believe it, and then I went and saw it happen for myself what, about 3 weeks ago. So it's probably happened before. We weren't paying attention. So we don't know. But we caught them red-handed twice, erasing our statistics. Now, why is that important? Because when you go into the top 100 and you go into the higher reaches of the top 100, you tend to stay there for months, and then you get tens of millions of views. That's what made Loose Change, second edition, go supernova, in my words. That's what, and those guys keep saying 10 million times. That was the press 3 months ago said 10 million. I've been watching it myself. It's over 30 million. That is exciting. I love it. Terror Storm was on track to do the exact same thing. In fact, I went and looked at the growth trend numbers for Loose Change, which was uploaded, I don't know, 9-10 months ago to Google, second edition, and it took it 6 months or so to hit 3 or 4 million views, and then it exploded to 10 million and then 30 million. See, it grows exponentially. Terror Storm, in less time, because in the first month it was up there, it only had a few hundred thousand views. Then it went to 2 million, then they erased it, then to 2 million in just a week, then they erased that again. See, our growth curve is even much quicker, much more robust and powerful, which is extremely exciting. I want hundreds of millions to see Terror Storm. That's why I spend all the long hours. That's why we do what we do. That's why we risk our lives, is to have an effect and to kick these terrorists in the hind end and get this country back. So I want every single one of you, I'm asking you personally, to not let them get away with what they've done. Go get the YouTube version. It's broken up in 11 parts. Go get, but it's all linked together. Go get the highest quality Terror Storm copy. It says high quality. That's how you know the link. Off of Google Video with a search of Terror Storm. Or go to Rents.com. He's got a big link to it. Infowars.com. He's got a link somewhere on the main page. Just get it and email it out to everybody you know. Do not stop. Every day, post it all over MySpace. Post it all over the message boards. Letters to the editor on your own radio shows. Please call in to all the other shows on Genesis, all the other shows on the other Patriot networks, all of the shows locally in your area. Tell folks, Terror Storm, for free, an extremely powerful government-sponsored terror film. I'm not going to say it's the best 9/11 film. It's the best film covering the history of government-sponsored terror, the Iraq War 7-7, and it does an excellent job on 9/11, though that's only about 30 minutes of the almost two-hour film. You need to have Terror Storm. Frankly, I could care less if you buy the DVD from us. Though, when I do this and tell everybody it's free, we don't sell any. So it might be nice I say that. If you go to Infowars.com and buy the high-quality DVD with the 68 minutes of extras on it, very well produced, from the L.A. 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium. It's over 3 hours, $19.95. You can get them as low as $9.95 when you buy a bunch of them. Please buy a bunch of the high-quality DVDs. That's your Christmas shopping. You don't have to go kill yourself at the mall this year. Just handle it now. Buy 20 copies of Terror Storm. You know, get them for $9.95 apiece and give that as a gift. In fact, don't wait. Give them their present now and say, here's your present early. Country can't wait. Here's your copy of Terror Storm. Support us that way. Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Coming up, I'll get into North Korea in detail and the new spin that it wasn't really an A-bomb. I did confront the former Attorney General John Ashcroft today. That audio is coming up as well. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $571.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $602.86. Again, that's $602.86 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Remember about 3 weeks ago, we aired that BBC news clip where they snuck into the hospital, the official government hospital, posing as someone who wanted to buy organs for his father, and they point blank say that, we can have you any organ you need within 3 weeks. They're like tissue type, everybody, they have the political dissidents in there, and it's just all admitted. Well, guess what? We went back in the archives to find that clip to play it again. YouTube had erased it. They because they don't want regional news. That's meant for the British to see and nobody else. It's not meant for U.S. television. It's not meant for the Chinese to be able to see it. It's meant to be regionally seen in England alone, and the internet breaks that. And so I meant to tell them 3 weeks ago, my people, to grab that off the web and dump it to tape so we'd have an archive of it, and I just forgot. And now it's gone. Now we can't get it. It's like the Lou Dobbs clip where he comes out and says that America, as we know, is now dead. We are now in the North American Union. Boy, they erased that quick. Luckily, folks are now recording these and putting them on YouTube. Keep a copy back and then just keep re-uploading it. But now Google owns it all, so we're in trouble. But we did record the audio of the original Oregon story, and John, were you able to find that? He did find it from about 3 weeks ago. So we're going to air you the audio later coming up. The new report from Sky Television in the UK about the mobile execution vans. Okay, this is back in the news after 6 years, 5.5 years. Originally it was in the Scotsman. And then on top of it, we're going to air you the short 2.5-minute clip of them admitting the organs are being sold to the prisoners. So it's all coming up. Just to illustrate the type of barbarism we're dealing with, China's the model. Places like Singapore are the model. Total police states. You know, Singapore has cameras in every bathroom. If you don't wash your hands, you're arrested. You're caned. You're executed for many reasons. Total police state. They test drugs and the water supply on the population. It's a huge laboratory. By the way, if we're able to get him, I have a top computer programmer, someone who's been high level in the Republican Party, someone who's been involved with the Telecommunications Commission here in Texas, and I don't know if he's even going to use his name on air. He said he'd come on with his name if he didn't give out as much info, but might not, if he came on without giving you his name, I've known him for about 12 years, he would go even further. The stuff he told me about last night, and this guy's impeccable source, when he was in, I can't tell you too much. I'm going to wait till he's trying to come in studio Thursday before he goes to some big Republican event in California. He's a big Republican. I'm probably not going to let you know his name, but he'll probably go ahead and just say it, knowing him. I'll just the stuff he witnessed in the Orient, in Asia, the most horrifying stuff was there in Singapore. The entire island nation is a huge British corporation-owned laboratory, and they're testing race-specific psychotropics on the population through the water, the air, and it's openly discussed by the top scientist he was meeting with there. And the guy's totally freaked out now, and he goes, well, I used to buy into a lot of what you said. I know him back from when I was a Republican. He goes, Alex, I used to buy into some of it, but by God, it's all true, and I just can't believe it. Folks, it's happening here, too. It's in the water. It's in the air. Why do you think people act so dumb and so docile? We were never like this. Americans were vicious and smart and aggressive and just greedily running around starting businesses and sparkly-eyed. We were the best of the best. We're a bunch of scum. And it's because they're poisoning us. Some of us, I guess, just naturally have more resistance to it than others. But I can feel it. It's everywhere. I'm sick of it! But he witnessed a lot of this, and I don't know how far he can go. If he comes on the air, it's going to blow you away. I don't know if he'll say as much. I mean, the names of the scientists, the facilities, everything that he was telling me. And it's just, we're in so much trouble, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. I know I keep saying that, but I mean, what else am I going to do? It's like I'm going to watch from the wall going, enemy, enemy, there's an enemy inside there. They lowered the drawbridge. Get it closed. Rouse the guard. Help. Wake up. Oh, my gosh, they're pouring in. It's almost too late. Wake up. Wake up. And our own guard are going, the king told us to aim our spears at you. You're the bad one. Those nice people running through with torches through the main gate are our friends. Blah, stabs the guard. That's friendly what he just did. You know, I mean, it's just willful mindlessness. But, you know, as this stuff gets more and more evil, more and more... they're not even hiding it now. They're not even hiding it. It's like Dick Cheney in the PNAC document saying, oh, race-specific bioweapons need to be used on certain races. It's very good. All right. I'm a little bit behind, as usual. I will get to North Korea as soon as we get back, and then I'll get into my little confrontation with John Ashcroft today. Oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel brookie system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Brookie purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We've got a MSNBC pundit clip coming up later when Wayne Madsen joins us from Wayne Madsen Report in D.C. And the pundits on national television saying, listen, basically, half the Republicans are criminals and the other half are pedophiles. And I'd have to say that's an exaggeration. It's a gross exaggeration. I'd say about 30% are hardcore criminals, arms dealers, money launderers, drug dealers, and about 30% are pedophiles, and then about another 30% are gay, and about 10% are like Ron Paul. And then when I give you that, I mean, that's a real dead reckoning guesstimation. So it's wrong to say they're all criminals. Only 90% are. I guess with those numbers I gave you, about 60 are, and the other are in the closet fakes, and 10% are pretty good folks. Like Congressman Paul, Congressman Good, Chena with us when she was in there, folks like that. We do have the China clip with the mobile execution vans coming up. Wayne Madsen, who's been breaking, he broke the story about the Republican congressman who went to Foley in 2000 and said stop it, and the Washington Post picked up on his report. So he's a very good source, and I'm going to have to rein him in, though. This is somewhat of a family show. I'm not going to get into the deviances with Hastert. We're just going to keep it down to the basics and how Hastert lives with his one of his top staff members. It's very Christian and very conservative. In fact, I mean, literally, folks, most of the top Republicans are living with men openly. There's one of the big Christian groups, the Brotherhood, and a bunch of them live together. It's Christian, basically. I'm being sarcastic. I shouldn't even joke around about things like that. It's just everything you've been told is such a lie. And again, we've been telling you for years about the Republicans and the gay porn stars and all that stuff. And again, that would bring them down right there. But it's a bunch of underage people. And then that pales in significance to the torturing and the snuffing. And no wonder the White House chief counsel writes memos saying they can torture children. All right, let's get into North Korea. Then we'll get into John Ashcroft. This morning, I got a call at 8:10. And I had slept late this morning, so I was just in the shower at 8:10. I lavished myself last night. I got in bed about 10 and read a science fiction book for about 2 hours. What was it? Vacuum Diagrams. It's an excellent book by Baxter. I forget his first name anyways. And I'm reading the novel that got the 2000 Philip K. Dick Award. Anyway, side issue. So I kind of lavished myself last night and read for 2 hours, and then, which I rarely do. And then I got up this morning a little late. And was in the shower, and my wife comes running in, and she says, "They want you on against Ashcroft right now." And so, literally dripping with a towel around me, I stumbled down the stairs into my office and began to have at Ashcroft. And I'm going to paraphrase and tell you what happened and tell you the story. When we start the next hour in full detail, will you not have the audio yet? If any of you heard it, you can call in and second what you heard, or if any of you happen to have taped it, it is a national syndicated radio show on Talk Radio Network out of Chicago. It's the Man Cow Show. And I can say I've been on when William Shatner's on, and I've been on with Vander Holyfield, and I've been on with the guys from Ghostbusters. I mean, that show's always got the biggest guest. But today I was on with John Ashcroft, but I wasn't on for like an hour like I am a lot of times, or 30 minutes. I was on for, I got about a minute and a half with Lord Ashcroft of time I got to talk. He responded for several minutes in between, and then they, we're trying to get the audio. His producer said, okay, we'll see about getting you the exchange and emailing it to you. We are waiting for that now to come to us. If not, they upload the archives tonight. We'll have it for you tomorrow. But his producer said he'd try to have it to me by the second hour of the show today. So we're waiting for that hungrily right now. All right, let me dispense with the pleasantries and get into the news. But the exchange was on 9/11, so stay with us for that. Where's my Bill Gertz story? Here it is. Oh, and now the New York Times is following suit. We'll get to that one, too. It is, as of last night, the neocon front, Matt Drudge and Bill Gertz, who, if anybody's on government payroll, I'm not saying he is, I don't know he is, but he fits the MO perfectly. And we know there's 1.6 billion of them just in the last, 2004, 2005, on illegal 1.6 billion payroll, fake news, fake reporters. Armstrong Williams, just one small piece of that whole puzzle that you, most people did hear about that, but not the full extent. Gertz, if he isn't an operative, sure should be. He's not a real conservative, in my opinion. I've debated him here on air. He puts out a lot of disinfo, a lot of war, a lot of hype on WMDs in Iraq. He comes out, and now it's being parroted, with the talking point. And again, this may be true. I'm not saying this isn't true. I don't. The preponderance of the evidence points towards it not being true. And what is it that I'm saying? Looks like it's not true. They're couching it carefully, which is one reason it's probably not true. Oh, some experts think it may not have been an atomic weapon on the order of Hiroshima or Nagasaki, the smaller blast of the two. And they think that it was probably a dud and around 200 pounds of TNT. When they blow up a 20-story building, they use more than 200 pounds of TNT, and it barely registers on the Richter scale. It barely registers on the Richter You know, it doesn't even show up a few miles away as a point, as a 1.0. You can go look up, you know, the past blast. Bill Gertz is claiming that seismographs in China, Russia, and thousands of miles away, and in South Korea, hundreds of miles away, picked up a 4.4 and a 4.5, depending on which Richter scale, which seismograph picked up the readings. It was different areas, it always is. I mean, that's a pretty darn big earthquake. That's a pretty darn big seismic event. That is not caused by 200 pounds of TNT, a meager explosion inside some tunnel they dug in a mountain. Even the containment of the blast, which would cause a larger seismic reading, still does not account for this. And so the basic science doesn't fit in to what Bill Gertz is saying. So Bill Gertz is not a trusted and is not a source that but you can even hold your nose and believe. You have to automatically distrust Bill Gertz from his past activities and past misbehavior. And past twisting and spinning and propagandizing for whatever reason he does it. Then we know our government has been lying about the extent of North Korea's nuclear prowess while all the time giving them reactors, missile secrets, MIRV technology, enabling systems, the fissile materials, all of it, the whole nine yards. The Kit Kat and Caboodle. The kitchen sink. So we know that there's something going on there. We know that they covered up the missile test that hit Alaska in 2000 that was all over the South Korean and Japanese papers. They fired a missile. North Korea hit the United States with a test missile. You need to flashback that article at PrisonPlanet.com, some of those stories. People don't forget about it. Because they want to, again, you have the motive. They want to play down the fact that we have a psychopath running a country with a large arsenal of atomic warheads and medium-range missiles that can hit areas of the northern United States, Chicago, Seattle, New York, Boston, places like that. Maine, Toronto, and Canada. That's admitted. They shoot the missiles right over the pole. They don't want you thinking about that when they've got three carrier groups stacked up, two already there, one about to be there. It's in the middle of the Pacific right now. I left last week from Seattle. They don't want you knowing about that. They don't want you knowing what North Korea is, and that if we're talking about real threats, they're a lot bigger than Iran. Israel and the rest of the neocons are trying to spin the fact that, oh my gosh, Iran's going to get a nuke now from North Korea. Let's go ahead and hit them. I mean, just rabbit out of a hat, made up stuff right now. Lusting after Armageddon in World War III. Stumbling towards Armageddon. A pell-mell, over-the-cliff, limbing, mad rush. And so, again, let's run through those points. You cannot trust Bill Gertz. This has all the indicators of disinfo. 200 pounds of TNT doesn't show up as even a 1 on the Richter scale, much less a 4.4, 4.5, picked up thousands of miles away. If this hurts the neocons and their rush to attack Iran because it shows North Korea is a much greater threat, even in their false political propaganda paradigm. And there's many other points to all of this. Now, the Russians are saying it's higher than a 4.5. But again, you can't really trust them. I don't put it past North Korea for testing a bomb and it not going off. It takes a lot of science to machine those explosive charges into a big... It's like a big Lego set, a spherical package of super highly explosive plastic explosives jacketing the plutonium, or depending on the bomb, the uranium. But I have no doubt that North Korea wouldn't just try a primitive type A bomb and fire a bullet of plutonium into a ball of uranium. You see, it's hard to build a hydrogen bomb, but it's not that hard if you've got the fissile material to build an A-bomb. And the seismic readings show it was something like a 5-megaton A-bomb, similar to what was dropped on Hiroshima, that detonated. And they admit they've got the fissile material. They've got the scientists. They've got missiles. I mean, they got missiles that can hit the U.S., folks. That's a lot more complex than building a primitive A-bomb. Now, can they get that A-bomb in a missile? In a MIRV package or even in a single warhead delivery system? That is to be discovered. We don't know. You know, it's like claiming Iran's going to kill us in 3 months. Even if they had an A-bomb, it'd be something you fit in an 18-wheeler. I mean, remember how Little Boy and Fat Boy, how big they were? They were big. So it's all pretty serious. Our government armed Russia. Our government armed China. Our government armed the Israelis. Our government helped arm the South Africans. Israel mainly did. Our criminal government helped arm North Korea. They've handed out the nukes. They don't care about nukes. They blocked the FBI and CIA from stopping AQCon laboratories in Pakistan. That's now the main engine of proliferation and the arms race between Pakistan and India, with our criminal government selling weapons to both sides. I mean, that's just the facts. So I don't want to hear about how I got to give my liberties up because we're in a war on terror now. We got to attack Iran because they might get an A-bomb someday, while this criminal group of gangsters is running around with their tongue hanging out about 5 feet, dragging the ground wildly, like a mad dog arming anybody and everybody that wants nukes, while pointing their finger at Muslim nations that don't have any capacity. And it's exactly because they don't have nukes that they are being cornered and bullied and genocided. Wait till I tell you the propaganda being spewed by Ashcroft and Mancow. I'm going to get Mueller on this show. I've had him on before, and I'm just going to let him have it. He's a big boy. He can handle it. Oh, my gosh. Shifting gears, again, the second half of the show, coming up in 45 minutes, we're going to have Wayne Madsen on for an hour and a half, getting into the pedophile scandal on Capitol Hill and how deep the rabbit hole really gets from a guy on the Capitol Hill with good intel, a good track record of accurate info. Wayne Madsen will be joining us coming up. And we'll have open phones for the first 30 minutes of the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get into... This is the kind of news I have in front of me, okay? Speed through the checkout with just a wave of your arm. London Times. So it's just all every day being announced how good it is, how it's normal. People are starting to go, well, I guess it's okay. Because, see, we're being conditioned. We're being domesticated. You just it's like a wild horse sees you in the pen every day. And then you sack them out. You get, you know, you touch them on the back. You put the sack on their back. You put it on their head. Then, you know, then you ride them. It's just we're being trained, getting us used to seeing the troops, the urban warfare drills, the kids getting arrested for not bringing their library books back, got to show an ID card, get scanned to get to school, get searched. National Guardsmen just shot somebody in New Orleans, troops out confiscating guns, just getting you, oh, foreign Mexican and Dutch and German troops here helping us and put out the forest fires, help with New Orleans. Oh, hey, yeah, it's North American Union. We're going to give the Mexican government major port facilities inside the U.S. They call them port facilities. Oh, they're going to have the rail lines. Oh, it's world government, yeah. Hey, the Mexican Attorney General's making them take chips. Hey, you know, this police chief comes on Alex's show from Bergen County, New Jersey, and says everybody needs a chip, and he'll make us take them. Oh, it's normal. Well, they're the normal ones. Oh, Google's going to listen to you with the microphones in your computer. Speed through the checkout with just a wave of your arm. Officer shows up to school because of 8-year-olds overdue books. That's here in Texas. USA Today shows a picture of a camera in the Houston school. It says over 1,000 cameras in one school alone. They search you. You got to show ID cards. You got to swipe your ID to buy drinks from the vending machines, because that's getting ready for the national sales tax. It's just all in this article, but it's like it's good. I mean, more surveillance than a maximum security prison. They don't show IDs to get food at a prison. Here's another one. New program can track young drivers. This has been going on in Oregon and Texas. Now it's going on in Michigan. You put a sticker in the back of the car asking the cops to pull your children over. People go, well, that's good. Oh, you don't trust your children enough. You let them go, but then you want the police stopping them. God forbid your child's done something wrong. God forbid there's some marijuana. Their life's over, you idiots. Family comes first above everything else in this world. Okay? And the government is criminal, but see, a bunch of well-meaning people. Oh, I'll put a sign in my car asking them to pull my child over. which shows you have no trust for your children, and you have no idea how predatory a large percentage, though it's a minority, of police are sociopathic criminals. And look, I'm not against police, but I'm against the system. I'm against what's being done. I'm against the criminal laws that are being passed. I'm against warrantless checkpoints shacking me in, training me how to be a domesticated hog. I'm not your hog. I'm not your cow. I'm not your horse. I'm not your dog. I'm not your gerbil. I'm not your parakeet. I'm a free human being. I've got dignity, and you work for criminals. The government is criminal. Now, the press has reported on scores of cases where people who just say one thing to Cheney or Bush are arrested and charged with assault. Criminally. You're criminally charged, and that itself is criminal, for just saying this war is reprehensible and walking off in a public place. When we get back, we're going to go to England, where they announced protesting is organized crime. By the way, they got that from the U.S. That's now in the U.S. code. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, we're going to cram some calls in the next hour, early in the next hour, then Wayne Madsen joins us. I've got two different clips about mobile execution vans. You haven't heard this first clip yet. Then I've got a clip, mainstream news, about, of course, the organ stealing from political dissidents. Then when Wayne Madsen joins us, we have a news clip, mainstream news clip, where they're openly talking about half the Republicans being criminals and the other half being pedophiles, you know, regular criminals, and the other half being pedophiles. And again, I think it's only about 60% of the leadership from what I've seen. It is the majority, though. People shouldn't exaggerate about a serious issue like this. I think 60% is bad enough, don't you? So that is coming up. See, it's openly being discussed now. It's going to come out. Well, in America will probably just keep going down the same evil path, but God's giving us a chance, you know, to really see what we've become. That's the way it always works. We'll see what the people do. Before I play this clip, though, from England, where they're banning free speech, let me first remind you that my new film, Terror Storm, is out on DVD. The just under two-hour film has 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in L.A., four-camera shoot. It is an incredible DVD, so really, I mean, it's worth $19.95 just for that 68 minutes from the symposium, but you get the film and the 68-minute symposium on one DVD. It is $19.95, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. And even if you've already bought Terror Storm, buy a couple more copies. Give it as a gift. Give it as a Christmas present. Give it as an early gift. You know, the nice colored disc with the stamp on the top and the, you know, the nice color cover. It's and then once you get it, burn copies off of it. Be an activist. Please take action. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership and download it in super high quality. If you've got a T1 or a high, you know, high bitrate connection cable modem, there's four different quality versions depending on your connection rate for members, but we've got it in a rate that looks almost as good as regular TV. It looks, I guess, kind of like a VHS recording. I mean, it's that good. It's really good. If you've got that connection rate, it's a big download. I guess if you even had dial-up, you could download it maybe in 10 hours or something. And then once you have that super high-quality version, burn that sucker to disk. Just start burning it. Go buy a disk burning machine that burns 10 at a time. Start jamming them in there. Help us get the word out. Help us expose the terrorist. It is so important. PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my weekly TV reports, it's all up there. You can download them, burn them to disk. Great activist tool. You can call toll-free to get the films as well, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, listen to this clip. It's a longer clip. This is just a minute or so of it. The police walk up, and they bump into people. And they've done this to me. It's a tactic. They teach them this. This is even in England, though. Same thing in the U.S. They bump into you, and they say, please give me space. And they go, keep backing up, keep backing up. It's how it's corralling. It's hurting. It's like they're a cattle dog and you're a cow. That's how they're trained. That's what you are, basically. And it's all disingenuous. It's all a little psychological trick. It's not that they're in your space. It's that you're in their space and they keep getting in your face. So you hear that. Letty talks about how it's fascism. And then you hear this, these big paddy wagons pull up. Not allowed to protest in London in these areas now. They're at this park. The paddy wagons pull up and say that it's organized crime to protest. You see, they don't just pass a law saying you can't protest in front of Parliament with a sign, with a button. There's video of them arresting people for little buttons that say no. It's just like Seattle. Remember my film, Police State Do the Takeover? They go, no more protesting, no more buttons, no more signs. See, it's the same thing there. And they're announcing on the loudspeakers that they're organized criminals. And it's families, and you can tell it's middle-class people, out there protesting the loss of free speech. When we get back, we'll play this clip. Stay with us. I don't think I've ever had a show that's going to be so jam-packed. We'll tell you about John Ashcroft, too.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.